The Gospel of John, chapter 8. This is the fourth Sunday I'm preaching on this passage. This will end the passage that begins with verse 31. We will be looking at verses 44 to 47 in the message this morning, but I'd like to read again, beginning at verse 31 through 47. John chapter 8, verse 31. Would you please stand as I read and as you follow? Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? Many believe that Jesus paused right here and waited for somebody to say something. "And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me?" His second pause. "He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we read a very sobering account of our Lord Jesus as he confronted these unbelievers. And as he made some very bold, dramatic statements, these same words need to fall upon our ears and enter into our hearts. And we pray for the conviction of your Holy Spirit. Perhaps there are some right here under the sound of my voice who you would say to them, "You are of your father, the devil." So, Lord, I pray that we would be honest with your word in our hearts. I pray we didn't come here to get our ears tickled, or to be entertained, but that we truly came to hear from heaven. And so we pray your blessing upon the preaching of your precious word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You are of your father, the devil. And the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because There is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. I imagine when Jesus said this, he was not being timid and he wasn't being effeminate. He was boldly saying to these people, your father is Satan. He's a liar, and so are his children. He did not mince words. Now today, some people would have a problem with somebody calling somebody a liar like that. More and more people, or more and more we doubt about people who claim to be Christian today because so many people are claiming that title. I hope you're not deceived by the lies of people in this world who claim to be Christians who really are not. Calling yourself a Christian is today a matter of convenience rather than conviction. It's convenient if it will allow me to be elected to office. Oh, how convenient. Calling oneself a Christian is more a ritual than a relationship. If only there existed a way where we could truly identify who the children of God really are. Hey, this is serious. Because I don't want to be holding hands with the child of the devil. There are people who will try to come across as Christian. There's one who, perhaps this very morning, or at least when it is Sunday morning in China, where a pastor by the name of Lance has to be careful because there's an informer in his congregation, a liar, a child of the devil. The same is true in churches all over the world, true Bible preaching churches. There are people who lie. In this passage, Jesus gives at least four simple tests to identify who your spiritual father is. How do you do on this test? I'd like you to see how you do on this test, because it is possible for you to deceive yourself even as these Jews were deceived. They kept saying, hey, Abraham's our father. Jesus would say, if Abraham were your father, you would do the works of Abraham. Well, God is our father. If God were your father, Jesus replies, then you would love me and you would love my word. Seriously consider who your Lord is. Verses 33 to 36. Your spiritual father is not God the Father. If your Lord is sin, if you are a slave to sin, Jesus is saying in verses 33 to 36, your father is not God. Seriously consider, secondly, your labor, verses 37 to 41. God is not your father if your labors oppose his, if what you are doing is antithetical to what God is accomplishing. Seriously consider, thirdly, your love, verses 41 to 43. Your love for God is revealed by your relationship with his son. You see that in verse 42, if God were your father, you would love me. God is not your father if you do not love his son, Jesus Christ. Secondly, your love is revealed by your relationship to his word. God is not your father if you do not love his word. So here these people have been arguing with Jesus, saying Abraham's our father, God is our father, and Jesus demolishes their arguments. And now the question is, so who is their father? Notice how Jesus will be vague. Notice how he's going to beat around the bush. Notice how Jesus is going to be tolerant of their opinions, and he takes great pains not to offend them. By now, I hope you know that I'm being facetious. He comes right out and says, you are of your father, the devil. Some pretty judgmental words by the judge, Jesus Christ. And so the fourth point in this whole passage is this. You can identify your spiritual father by not only your Lord, your labor, and your love, but your longings, your lusts. Because Jesus says, and the lusts of your father ye will do. That word lusts is the word longings. What is it that Satan lusts for or longs for? We'll see that in this passage. First of all, I want us to see the Father is identified in verse 44. Jesus identifies their Father. Look at the first word in verse 44, ye. That word is emphasized in the original language. In other words, ye yourselves, Jesus is emphasizing, you who boast of having God as your Father, he is not your Father, the devil is. God is not your Father. He said that in verse 42. Instead, your Father is the devil. Now, there are so many applications we could make through this passage today. But let me just start with this one. There is a devil. Satan exists. Why do I have to say that? Because people today deny it. They say, you believe in a devil? Let me tell you something. Jesus did. He knew the existence of Satan. And that's why he could say, ye are of your father, the devil. And the lusts or the longings of your father ye will do. The longings of Satan reveal two features of his character. Number one, he's a murderer. He hates life. Is that not what Jesus said? He was a murderer from the beginning. Satan is always associated with death and destruction. Contrast that with Christ. What is Jesus Christ always associated with? If you go back to chapter 1 and look at verse 3, we read at the very beginning of this book, in him was life. You go up through the book of John, and Jesus is constantly associated with life and light. Satan with death, darkness, destruction. You know John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the... I am the life, Jesus said. He is always associated with life, whereas Satan is always associated with death. Satan hates God, and he hates man who was created in his image. Notice what Jesus says here. He was a murderer since when? From the very beginning. This is probably taking us back to the Garden of Eden where he seduced man to sin. And Romans 5:12 says this, and death by sin. What is the devil always associated with? Murder, death. Anti-life. So the image of God was marred in man. But through Jesus Christ, that image is restored. And oh, how he hates it. As do his children. Twice, Jesus said in this passage, verse 37 and 40, you seek to kill me. Now, they had denied this in chapter 7 and verse 20. In other words, they lied. Oh, who's seeking to kill you? Now, when Jesus says it in verses 37 and 40, notice they don't argue with him anymore. They're murderers. In fact, if you look at the very last verse of this chapter, then took they up stones to cast at him. Why? Because they're murderers. And what always goes along with murder? It's the second feature of Satan's character. He's a liar. He's a liar. He hates truth. Can you stand a liar? My knuckles are white even now as I think about it. When somebody lies, You just want to stand up and say, "You lie!" Somebody did that recently, by the way. He's a liar. From the very beginning, he lied. Has God said that if you eat this fruit, you shall die? You shall not surely die. Liar. Either God or the devil was lying, folks. Because God's the one who said, "You will die." Satan challenged that to Adam and Eve and said, "You will not surely die." We know Satan lied. In this verse, Jesus said, it's evident by his stand. He abode not in the truth. That literally means, in the truth, he did not stand. He placed himself in a position of opposing truth, and he's still there. Why? Because there is no truth in him. By the way, contrast that with Christ. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We know he's life. He also says, "I am the way, the truth." Jesus Christ always speaks the truth. But Satan, in whom there is no truth, can make true statements, but his true statements are always for the purpose of leading someone into error. He is not interested in the truth. He will say some half-truths simply to deceive. He's a liar. It's evident by his stand. Secondly, it's evident by his speech. Jesus said, when he speaks a lie, he speaketh literally out of his own. It comes right out of his nature. His speech confirms that he lies because he is a liar. Furthermore, he's the father of all liars. He is the ultimate liar. No wonder he hates the truth so much. No wonder he hates Jesus Christ so much. No wonder if you are a child of God, he hates you. That's why he hates those who preach the truth, who love the truth, and those who expose lies and liars. The lie out of his own he is speaking, Jesus says. He's like a bubbling fountain. Everything that comes up is a lie. Jesus said, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." And when Satan speaks, it's a lie. It's his nature. In 1978, Ronald Reagan was on his radio show. And he said this: "Calling a communist a liar is pretty frustrating. How do you insult a pig by calling it a pig? Communists are not bound by our morality. They say that any crime, including lying, is moral if it advances the cause of socialism." Liars. Who do you think liars are children of? According to Jesus. We have government leaders today who hate the truth. And that's why they are trying to curb your freedoms of speech. That's why they are trying to shut down debate. Because they hate the truth. Because they are of their father, the devil. For Satan, lying is his natural language, just as for Jesus Christ, speaking the truth is natural. The father is identified. But now we see that the children are identical in verses 44 to 47. "Ye are of your father, the devil. Since the devil is their father, they are his children." That's true of every unregenerate soul. I read a commentator who disagreed. And I think he disagreed because he's a little timid to step on somebody's toe to say that if you're not saved, you're a child of the devil. I don't think he could logically think this thing through and say, "Well, you know, I don't want to call everybody a child of the devil who doesn't know the Lord." Then if you don't know God as your Savior, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're not a child of God, and you're not a child of the devil, whose child are you? And this is where many people would like to be. Well, I'm just kind of thinking this through. I'm kind of, you know, trying to debate. I'm a fence sitter. I'm a moderate. Hey, you're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. Paul calls them children of disobedience in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. There was a black preacher back in the early 1800s. His name was Lemuel Haynes. Maybe you've heard of him. And he was preaching against the heresy of universalism. You know what universalism is? Everybody's going to be saved. There is no hell. And he was preaching against that heresy, and two young universalists walked up to him and confronted him. And they said, "Father Haynes, have you heard the good news?" And he said, "No, what is it?" "Why, the devil is dead," one of them said. And here's what he said. He placed his hands on their heads and sadly said, "Oh, poor fatherless children, what will become of you?" That was very true. Like father, like son, and the lusts of your father, you will do. Literally, and the lusts of your father, you desire to do. In other words, you cannot blame God. How many times have you heard people say, "The devil made me to do it"? That's a lie. He did not make you do it. You are simply doing the lusts. You desire to do the lusts of your father. It's your own sinful nature. You are Satan's cheerful servant. And they share the two features of his character. The children do. The children of Satan are murderers. And they are liars. What religion today that you know of is characterized by murder and lies? Islam. Whenever they're ready to murder, they scream the name of their father. Allah Akbar. The devil. By the way, they not only share the two features of his character, they share his destiny. Revelation 20:10 says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false or the lying prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." So where is Satan? What is his ultimate destination? The lake of fire. You go down to verse 15. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." They not only share the same characteristics, they share the same destiny. Someone who is a liar is not a child of God. He's a child of the devil. You go to Revelation 21:8. And it says, "All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone." Do you know of any passages in the Bible that condemn lying? Can you go back to one of those that's very important that is no longer allowed in the courtroom? Somebody said that's probably because all the lawyers are there. "Thou shalt not bear false witness." That literally means thou shalt not lie. Exodus 20, verse 16. Listen to what the Bible says in Proverbs 6, 16 to 19. "These six things doth the Lord hate." And I'm going to mention the two of them. "A lying tongue and a false witness that speaketh lies." God hates it. Listen to Proverbs 12, 22. "Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are His delight." The Hebrew word for lie in the Old Testament does not happen or occur most in the Psalms or the Proverbs, as I thought they did. There is one Old Testament book that contains that word more than any other book. It's by a preacher who is preaching to people who are believing the lies of prophets. He himself was a prophet of God. His name, we know him as the weeping prophet. No wonder. Jeremiah preached much about lying prophets. Let me just give you a few instances. Chapter 23 and verse 32. He refers to the lying prophets who caused my people to err by their lies. Chapter 27, four times, they prophesy a lie. Chapter 28 and verse 15, they make this people to trust in a lie. Much like today, there needs to be preaching against the false or the lying prophets, the lying teachers. Think about the New Testament. Romans 1:25, the rebellious are said to have changed the truth of God into a lie. Many times you'll read in the New Testament the word false witness, false teacher, false prophet. That word false is simply the word lying. They're lying prophets. They're lying teachers. They're lying witnesses. What is the characteristic of the last days? Listen to what Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. What is characteristic of the last days? People will listen to lies and they will believe the lies. Colossians 3:9, lie not one to another. Ephesians 4:25, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. The Bible condemns lying. Why? Because God is truth. God cannot lie, and he will not tolerate lying. You've heard the little phrase, liar, liar, pants on fire. I tried to find the origin of that. Somebody actually said that the origin of that little rhyme was due to a man one day who claimed he was not a smoker. And somebody he knew was walking up to him and he had no place to put the cigarette. And he stuck it in his pocket. And you know the rest of the story. Some say that it comes from Revelation 21:8, that all liars shall have their part in a lake which burneth with fire. I read a second verse to that. It's the attitude of the children of the devil. I don't care. I don't care. I can buy another pair. I read somebody else said that the Secret Service should be required to carry fire extinguishers. I read a while back in the USA Weekend. This is back in 2007. There is now a website. I think I've mentioned this website to you folks. A website will make up convincing lies for you if you're trying to get by with something. They will print fake airline receipts. They will manufacture false interruptions. Let's say that you want to get out of a meeting you don't like, then they will have somebody come and say, listen, your wife is, she need whatever, and they'll get you out of that meeting. Here's the irony of it all. The Chicago-based company. We laugh about that. But don't you despise lies and liars? We read in verse 45 that the devil's children are not believing Christ. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Now, when you read that, I'm expecting the word, although I tell you the truth. And although I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. But instead, it's the word because. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. And the word I is emphasized because I myself, as opposed to Satan, because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. The children of the devil do not accept the truth because it is the truth. Since our first parents rejected truth and believed the lie of the devil, we're all under the power of lies. There is no such thing as hell. You're not a descendant of Adam. You're simply an evolving ape. You possess no soul. Death ends everything. You can get to heaven if your good outweighs the bad. And people believe this. They will not accept the truth because it's the truth. So the devil's children are not believing Christ. And then in verse 46, we see that the devil's children are not convincing Christ of sin. Jesus says, which of you convinces or literally convicts me of sin. Jesus was conscious of his own absolute holiness. If he was not God, then he is usurping the place of God here. Who else? Who is the only one who never sins? God. How many times do we see where Jesus Christ, perhaps without coming out and saying it, is claiming to be God himself? He would be denying the truth of Ecclesiastes 7:20, where it says, "For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not." I ask you the same question this morning. Which of you can convict Jesus Christ of sin? For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. For God hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Which of you convinces Jesus Christ of sin? You can't. And verse 47, the devil's children are not hearing Christ. That's what it says. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. We know that faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Jesus says you won't even listen to God's word. Why? Because you are not of God. It all comes down, folks, to the word of God. It all comes down to what you are holding in your hand this morning. God's word. And people will not listen to it. They will not hear it. It's not that they're eardrums are not vibrating, they are, but they will not respond to it. This whole passage has to do with the Word of God. Go back to verse 31. True disciples are known by continuing in the Word of Jesus Christ. Go to verse 37. Jesus says, "You do not give my Word room. You're closed-minded." Go to verse 43. "You are not able to hear my Word." And now verse 47. "Since you do not hear my Word, you are not of God. Rather, you are of your father, the devil." You will listen to a lie, but you will not listen to the truth. Does that not describe the age in which we live today? People will willingly listen to lies. And they will believe the lies. And yet when you speak the truth, they say you're a liar. I mean, you read the rest of this passage. What's the very first thing? Verse 48. "Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?" Jesus has just said, "Your father is the devil." Now they say, "You have a devil." The devil is a liar. The devil says that you can be saved by being baptized. That's a lie. The devil says that you can make sure that you're on your way to heaven by being faithful in church. That's a lie. The devil says that Jesus is not the Messiah. He is not the Son of God. 1 John 2:22 says, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ?" He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Here in chapter 8 and verse 55, Jesus says that if he denied his relationship to God, he would be a liar like they are. Who is your father? God is not your father if you are a slave to sin, if you love sin. God is not your father if your deeds oppose his. God is not your father if you do not love his son and his word. God is not your father if your longings are the same as the devil. Are you believing a lie? This is not one of those messages where you leave really encouraged, is it? But this is what happens when you preach expositorily, when you simply go through a passage and say, "Okay, here's what Jesus is saying." We don't need to hear the positive stuff today when there is so much negative going on. And Jesus is addressing something here that needs to be addressed today. We live in a world full of lies. I could go throughout the world and say, you know who resides in such and such a city? The child of the devil. Because he's a known liar. I could go to Los Angeles. I could go to Rome, Washington, D.C., and Greeley, Colorado. Folks, I am concerned because it is easy to believe a lie. Why? Because everybody else is. Why is it the Bible believers are so enthralled by evolution? Because that's what they teach in schools. And man, they've got degrees. It's got to be true. It's a lie. And yet we're influenced by it because all my friends believe in it. And my professor believes in it. And this person believes in it. And you're believing a lie. It is easy to believe a lie. Hitler in Mein Kampf said, if you simply repeat a lie long enough and make sure it is a whopper. Why? Because if it's a whopper, people aren't going to believe that surely this leader would not tell a lie that big. That's literally what he said. And what do? We believe it because we say, surely he wouldn't lie to me. He will. She will. Because ye are of your father, the devil. Now, as a believer, are you known for speaking the truth? Speaking the truth will get you in trouble. It always does. And I close with this one illustration. I tried to maintain a Christian testimony in high school. I tried. My junior year at Nickerson High School, biology class. The teacher was out of the room. And the students, some of the students, my friends, were having some arguments. And I was studying, yeah. But they were debating something. And they didn't know what the truth was. And I remember them saying, so what's the truth? What is right? And one of them turned to the group and said, ask Dan Unruh. He always tells the truth. And it shocked me. At that point, I realized people are watching every move I make. Folks, people are watching every move you make. Do you reflect your Father in heaven, or are you more of a reflection of the devil?